Wilmington, Delaware's East Side has a reputation as one of the toughest places in the city, plagued with poverty and violence. Now city leaders are hoping a new outlet for young people in the East Side could help to change that, as WHYY's Mark Eichmann reports.
From abandoned, boarded-up homes to shootings and violence, Wilmington's East Side is a tough neighborhood. It's even tougher for young people who need a place to play. Now, there's a great place to play at the nearby Kirkwood Street Park, a pair of pristine basketball courts featuring a slick new surface and pro-style hoops. Deron Timmon of Wilmington was shooting hoops as city leaders cut the ribbon on the new courts.
This one is like more NBA official because of the glass backboard, even though it's outside. Like, you expect glass backboard to be inside a gym.
City Councilman Darius Brown represents the 3rd District where the courts are located.
We believe in building better neighborhoods, and with that it is improving the quality of life of our residents, and we firmly believe that that is building strong, moral, good young people. And so a basketball court is a place where many of us, including myself, learn life lessons.
Those life lessons are being taught to a new generation of Wilmington residents, mainly through the Silk Basketball League, which we'll call the new courts home. The league was founded in part by Jerron Droop Johnson in honor of his lifelong friend Terry Silk Alls, who died in a car crash. The league now includes 300 young players, but it's about much more than just basketball.
Our volunteer coaches and mentors, we go beyond basketball once our season ends. We've been on parent-teacher conferences, field trips, just general like life discussions. Just take them under your wing to show that it ain't just about basketball with us. We're a family. We're trying to bridge some gaps that otherwise ain't there.
$50,000 left over from other projects in the city over the past 3 years funded the court upgrades. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.